Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos. Great to have your company. Of course, you can join us anytime on the text machine 0487 736 736. Scarborough Toyota also have the open line. You can give us a call 13 12 55. We're here for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. And Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. And hi to the farmers that may be listening in the regional areas around Western Australia to Sports Day WA. If you're an Eagles fan, we've got a special guest joining us on the program now. Midfielder Luke Edwards joins us for a chat. Luke, thanks for your time.
No drama. Thanks for having me.
Okay, the obvious question, the wash-up on the weekend. How did you see it? One of the young players, one of the next-generation players that are going to be so important for the so-called climb-up-the-ladder West Coast Eagles in years to come.
Yeah, I think obviously the result wasn't what we wanted, but there was definitely signs of, you know, improvement, even from the week before against Port. Like, yeah, we lost to a bigger margin, but didn't really feel like that. And probably the main reason why it was such a bigger margin was probably more on us and just our ball use. We were probably going too quick at times, which is a good thing compared to what we've been known for, controlling the footy. Now we're going a bit quicker and a bit more exciting. So, other than that, there's definitely signs of improvement, but there's a few things to work on.
Luke, we'll come back to the team as they head into a game at the weekend against the Western Bulldogs under the roof at Marvel Stadium. Just a couple of questions about yourself. You're regarded as one of the, you know, the quiet achievers at the West Coast Eagles. You're nearing, I think, about 30 games now for the club, and you probably had your best season last year in 2023 when you played 14 games. Do you feel that your growth and progression within the West Coast Eagles squad is starting to come together?
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially coming off in my second year where I played two games and was injured for most of the year, for me, it's just getting that continuity back. So, last year was good and step in the right direction. Now this year's just trying to build off that and hopefully string a few more games together and a few more wins. And, it's exciting what the future's got ahead with all the young boys we've got coming through and the amount of talent we've got. It's only going to be a matter of time before things turn around. So, yeah, definitely exciting times ahead.
You played very well in the second half of last season. We basically saw what everybody in South Australia knew about you. Of course, that's where you came from, and we'll get back to that a bit later on in the chat. But you had a couple of really good games, I remember, late last year. I think one against Essendon, and of course against the Western Bulldogs, where the Eagles caused an upset and defeated them. And here we are taking on the Western Bulldogs since that good win late last year. How much have you learnt in that period of time, and how much do you think the club has learnt when they take on the Bulldogs again from that great victory late last year?
Yeah, it's going to be another challenging week. Obviously, Bulldogs are a great side and have been for quite a few years. So, but we've got full belief. Like every game we go into, we feel like we can win, and that's our mindset no matter who we play against. So, Yeah, we're going to take a little bit of the lead from last year, but our side's completely different to probably what we dished up to them last time. So it's going to be a little bit different with boys returning and new fresh faces. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. Go to Melbourne and spend a week there as well. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
When you look at the crop of young players, and you're one of those, I gather you're all pretty close there at the football club. Where do you think your progression for the majority of those players are? Are you still a year or so away from maybe feeling that you've got the maturity to deliver week in, week out for the West Coast Eagles?
Yeah, I think that's probably one thing that's going to take some time. I think we've got 22 players under the age of 22. So I remember when I first got here, there was not many young fellas, and there was still a fair few old heads hanging around. So, it's different. It's exciting. It's going to take time for, you know, the young guys to learn the system and learn the way we want to play. So it's only going to be a matter of time before, you know, everything clicks. But at the moment, it's just very exciting. Like, all us young boys are very close and love just playing footy. So, it's exciting.
22 years of age, so as we said, you've got plenty of football in front of you. What has been the focus from Adam Simpson? I know that he got quite animated, actually, at the weekend. Even though the Eagles were down by a considerable margin, there were a couple of moments when he got very excited and did the high fives and punched the air with the clenched fist. Is it a case of small wins at the moment? And what are going to be those small wins as you try to build a bit of consistency?
Yeah, absolutely. Simo's been great. You know, it's been quite tough for him, and having the availability we've had over the last couple of years for him, it's been, you know, quite challenging for him to, coach the way he wants to. So I think, you know, this year, just the availability, like, we've having like 40-odd boys train every training session, which is something we haven't had in the last couple of years. Like, we've had bugger all, so... it's exciting, and Simo's, obviously we want to chase a small win with our contests and our stoppage work, and we feel like we're growing with that. Now it's just finishing off our work and connecting up forward with the big fellas like JD and when Baz goes down there and Jakey and even the small forward. So, it's exciting, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Does all the attention and the focus on Jack Darling, he's one of the experienced players, as we know, at the West Coast Eagles. Jack seems to be a no-fuss type of player. Is that the way he presents himself at training and even before matches? Regardless of what people have said about him, he doesn't seem to show anything in front of all his teammates?
JD's a quiet one. He's probably similar to me. We try to stay out the media and let Harley and TK and Yoey have all the spotlight. So JD, once JD crosses that white line, he's got that aggression, and he provides great leadership, especially for the young forward line we have up there. And it's been quite challenging with the opponents we've had. Was that Port round one, GWS round two, who are two great quality sides, and it's been a bit of a challenge, not for him but for everyone really. So we're looking to hopefully supply the ball a little bit better for him and for everyone else. So JD's a super talent and has been for quite a while.
You're the son of Adelaide great Tyson Edwards. What an outstanding footballer he was for the Crows, and had a lot of success at the Crows. Are you surprised you're in Perth and maybe not in Adelaide? And were you disappointed you weren't picked up by your dad's club?
Not really. Like, you obviously want to stay at home as a young kid, but for me, it was just getting an opportunity and West Coast Gaming one. And, West Coast is very similar to Adelaide, like the lifestyle-wise, but I think the weather over here is just a little bit better with the longer summers, which is quite nice. My dad's been very supportive for me growing up, and he just wants the best for me. So he's now an Eagle man as well. He supports the Eagles, and he's been to a few games now and loves it. So Very honoured to be able to wear the West Coast jumper.
What sort of advice does he give you? Or doesn't he give you a lot of advice? He leaves it to yourself. Maybe Mum gives you the advice.
Mum gives the loving, but Dad's more direct. directable with the way he goes about it. But no, he's been super. Even as a young kid, just having him in the background and he's someone to lean on with him playing the amount of games he did is awesome to have, and I'm very thankful for him. But he just wants me to play and have fun and enjoy it, because when he played, it felt like it went pretty quick for him. So it's just making the most of every opportunity while he can and have a crack out there. Yeah.
He's probably excited that you're at the West Coast Eagles, because when he was playing, the West Coast Eagles were a very formidable combination on the field, and they had some great matches, Adelaide and West Coast. And he's no doubt hoping that in the next year or two that the West Coast Eagles can rise up the AFL ladder and their players like yourself get a bit more experience under their belt, and we can return to those titanic battles between the Crows and the Eagles, because the Crows have been down a bit in recent times as well.
Yeah, Crow's probably been similar to a couple of years ago to what we're at right now in that rebuild station. Yeah, they've lost two games, but no doubt they'll be backfiring action. So hopefully soon we can have those finals like they did in the old days, where Dad was playing against, you know, Cousins, Judd, Kerr and Cox. So, exciting times ahead.
Good on you, Luke. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your form, and we wish you the best of luck for an important game against the Western Bulldogs. As you know, you upset them late last year. There's no reason why you maybe can't cause a bit of an upset, or certainly challenge them under the roof at Marvel Stadium this Easter long weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Luke. Luke Edwards here on Sports Day WA. Fine young man, and we wish him all the best. And certainly he's going to be one of the players that the West Coast Eagles will lean on as he grows to become a real mature footballer. Still very young. He's only played the 27 games for the Eagles.